Thank you, Ambassador. As an organization committed to tackling systemic inequality and structural discrimination against conflict and displacement affected persons, we deem it imperative that Section 4 include clear commitments to ensure people and communities affected by explosive weapons in populated areas are able to seek safety and claim basic rights, as well as pursue self-reliance. We welcome the additions made to Article 4.2, which includes the need for data collection and public dissemination. However, we'd like to see this article remove the caveat of where feasible and appropriate, and to be expanded to specify the types, numbers, and location of explosive weapons used in order to allow for effective and unhindered humanitarian response. We therefore would like to propose the additional wording of Article 4.2 to include collect and record the location of areas targeted using explosive weapons, including the appropriate number of explosive weapons used and the general location of known and probable unexploded ordnance as presented by ANU. We similarly welcome the significant improvement of Article 4.4, which now clearly states the commitment to provide, facilitate, and support assistance to people critically injured, survivors, and affected communities. However, we see an opportunity to further strengthen this article by clarifying the breadth of victim assistance. We therefore suggest adding the following wording to the current text of Article 4.4. Victim assistance includes ensuring basic needs are met and safe and timely access to the provision of emergency medical care, physical rehabilitation, psychosocial support, and socioeconomic inclusion, as well as support towards the full realization of their rights and full participation of victims in society. In this section, it will be equally important to add a clear commitment towards ensuring rapid, unhindered, and principled humanitarian access to those and for those affected by the conflict to enable the protection of their rights and meet the needs of the civilian population regardless of their gender, age, disability, place of residence, ethnicity, and nationality without discrimination. This means supporting efforts to ensure timely, safe humanitarian corridors, commence, sustain, and enhance the provision of humanitarian aid and protection services, as well as the establishment of operational mechanisms to support humanitarian actors through supply lines and capacity building, and a lift in the administrative impediments. Therefore, we join our new colleagues and urge you to include a strengthened provision on supporting humanitarian relief and access in line with the proposal made by the network. These additional statements of wording will, of course, be shared with the chair accordingly. Thank you.